For KBIA News, I'm Grant Sunesson. Opponents of Missouri's right to farm amendment are weighing a recount request after the measure appeared to pass by a slim margin. The unofficial tally from Tuesday's election showed that Amendment 1 carried a margin of 0.2%. The measure was favored in most rural counties, but opposition in the St. Louis, Kansas City, Springfield, and Columbia areas was nearly enough to offset it. Missouri law allows for a recount if the victory margin is 0.5% or less, but the losing side must request it. The amendment declares farming a right. It is part of an effort to fortify the agricultural industry against animal welfare activists and opponents of genetically modified crops, who fear that corporate farms will use the amendment to escape unwanted regulations. Ashland residents voted to approve a $7 million bond issue last night to create a new water sewage treatment plant. The city currently uses a lagoon-type treatment facility that does not follow Department of Natural Resources regulations and needs to be upgraded. Ashland Mayor Gene Rohr says the bond is good news for the city.
We'll be able to obtain revolving fund state financing, which would be lower than private financing. That will keep our utility rates down. That'll save us a lot of money as a community.
Rohr says engineers will begin drawing up plans and the city can clear the area for the treatment plant. Missourians voted on 5 constitutional amendments yesterday. KBIA's Maureen Lewis Stump has the results of one amendment that caused controversy across the state.
Missouri voters rejected Amendment 7, which would have created a 3/4-cent sales tax to fund transportation projects across Missouri. Jeanette Mott Oxford is the executive director for Missouri Association for Social Welfare. She opposed the tax because she says it would unfairly impact low-income families, but she acknowledges the need for more transportation funds. In a written statement, Jewel Patek, campaign manager for Missourians for Safe Transportation and New Jobs Incorporated, says, "We simply cannot keep our roads in good repair without additional funding. We are committed to continuing this dialogue with Missourians to find a solution they will support." Missouri Department of Transportation is holding a press conference this morning to make a statement on the failure to pass Amendment 7. Maureen Lewis Stump, KBIA News.
Missouri veterans were denied a new revenue stream when voters rejected Amendment 8 last night. The measure would have created a separate lottery with all proceeds going to the Veterans Commission Capital Improvement Trust Fund. Opponents feared the new lottery would have drained funds from the current one, which benefits education. Supporters were disappointed, saying the lottery would have brought in millions of dollars for veterans programs. State Representative Sheila Solon sponsored the amendment. She says Missourians will have to find a different way to support veterans.
I don't feel that this is a reflection in any way of lack of support for our veterans by Missourians. They always support our veterans. So the legislature's going to have to step up, and we're going to have to appropriate funds for our veterans out of general revenue.
Solon says she doesn't have any plans to introduce any similar bills in the future. For KBIA News, I'm Grant Sunesson.